Hello and welcome to a new episode of BYUM, the Be Your Own Manager podcast for classical musicians who are interested in furthering their career and becoming musical entrepreneurs. My name is Bernhard Karis and I'm the author of the book of Be Your Own Manager, and I used to be in your shoes on the stage as a singer. I changed my careers into management, especially managing technology companies, but came back to run the Vienna Concert House. And since then, I love to combine technology, leadership, and music. The BYUM podcast is on this wonderful new platform called ReVibrations, and it actually brings together exactly these three things: music with you as a musician, leadership with many of my clients in management and executive positions in corporations, small or big, as well as entrepreneurs. And then certainly also technology, because that is a technology platform. And through the technology, it enables us to connect with each other. Today, I want to talk about something which has been on my mind for quite some time, actually. And I call it the second adolescence of musicians. I think it's a good topic to actually start the BYM podcast on this new platform. What do I mean by that? What I've seen so oft in my work with fantastic musicians from around the world is this transition from a student to a master, from actually redefining the relationship musicians, young musicians, have with their teachers and all the people they have looked up to so far. It is a fascinating time, which normally occurs in the end 20s to the mid 30s. Some have a really hard time to go through that period or even to start that period. For others, it's much more smooth. But what do I mean by that? You know from probably your own experiences, but also from psychology, that the adolescence in human beings normally is around 12 to 18. And it's that period when we as young people redefine the relationship we have with our parents. Sometimes it can be extremely painful for both sides. It's a time of rebellion. It's a time to stand up for yourself. It's a time to fight, to question, to discuss, and to find your true self. In order to find your true self, you have to cut the ties with your parents. And only when you found your true self, you slowly can start actually to retie the connections with your parents in a new way. A painful and difficult period for many of us, the young people going through it, as well as the parents, as well as all the people around them, teachers and educators and, who are there lovingly for these young people. Now, when we look at young musicians who are still studying or have finished their studies and are early on in their career, what we see is that they define themselves very much by others. They define themselves by the outside. So when somebody tells them that they're really good, they believe it. When somebody tells them saying, your intonation sucks or so, they also believe it. They don't have yet the filter mechanism to take in any kind of comment and feedback they get from whomever and make their own thought about it. So they are defined by the opinions of their teachers, their parents, their mentors, the audience, critics, and. And to be honest, that is a very difficult time. At the beginning, certainly when you start studying, that is important because your teachers have so much to tell you. and following their advice is essential. This is building up your technique and your kind of specific knowledge and the kind of handicraft behind your art, which actually enables your art. It is like building the base for a house, the fundament you can build a tall house of your career on. That is a period where listening to them, where trying out what they tell you is really helpful. But there is no house which just exists out of a base. It doesn't matter how strong or how weak your base is, at some point you need to start building your own house on that. And that normally occurs in your end 20s to mid 30s. And yes, it requires a conscious effort to do that. And to stick with my analogy of the house, when you build the basement of your house, you probably had people in there, builders, who poured concrete into the ground and rammed steel poles into the ground to make sure that this is a strong house, withstanding any kind of storms, any kind of bad weather, earthquakes, or other adversaries. But these are not the same people you built the house with. The people you build the house with might be completely different, because you might decide to go for a house completely out of wood. And then you need to work with all these great carpenters out there. You might decide to build your house out of bamboo. And again, you need other people who are capable of doing that. So in this transition, it is important to actually say goodbye to your teachers. Even though you might come back to them one day, a couple of years later, to seek their advice or their comment. But in the transition, you need to make a conscious effort to say goodbye to them in their current role as your teachers, whom you're looking up to and whom you're listening to. Now, what is the new world? The world of a real artist. In the world of a real artist, you define your own environment. All the others, what they are saying, is valuable input, but it doesn't define your world. You consider what they say, but you do not let them define yourself. And that is a crucial change in everything you do. Because it gives you the ability to filter and saying, yes, that's a comment which is really helpful, and it's a comment I will take on board, versus, thank you very much, that sticks in my filter and I don't let it go through to me. Having the energy and the guts to define your own world, to define your own environment, to define what actually matters to you is absolutely fascinating, and it gives you such a lot of freedom. And just imagine when you build the basement of your house with all the help of your great teachers, there is no limit what you can actually build on that. It can be the most transparent and translucent house. It can be a skyscraper. It can be a magical hut. It can be so much. But what it is something you actually, and only you, can define. Some of you who have done the course with me will remember all the stories about the love mark, which was created, the concept was created by the great Kevin Roberts, who was the CEO of the worldwide marketing and ad agency Saatchi & Saatchi. And if you haven't done the course, there's an online course here on Revibrations called Career Strategy, where you learn all about it. And you even see an interview I did with Kevin about love marks and musicianship. So think about it where you are in your career. Think about if you actually have said goodbye to your teachers as teachers. And if you had a certain break in between the contacts of with your teachers. So that at some point, if you and if they want, you can reconnect with them, but on a different level. Not on a level teacher to student, but a level peer to peer. See how much you actually define your own environment. And my suggestion is, go out there, define it, make it your own, and create and build the house in the way which fits your values, your dreams, and your vision. With that said, I do hope to see many of you building these houses. Please share them with us in our wonderful chat capabilities or in an email or on social media or wherever you want to share them. And if you're new to ReVibrations, do check it out. I think with your help, it can be a great platform for all of us. It can allow us for great exchanges, for learning from each other, and from propelling classical music forward. Thanks so much for listening. My name is Bernhard Karis, and that was yet another BYM podcast, actually the first episode in 2023. Thanks for listening.